Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is August 30th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Go cardless partners with CommuSoft. UK-based bank payment company Go Cardless has announced its partnership with CommuSoft in order to provide clients with cost-effective payments via open banking. Open banking surpasses 11.4 million payments. UK-based Open Banking Limited has revealed that financial technology open banking has surpassed 11.4 million payments in July 2023. Orbit partners with Tink to better invoicing and direct debits. Open banking platform Tink has announced a partnership with Orbit to assist the company with bettering its invoicing and direct debit payments. JP Morgan increases stake in Brazilian bank C6. JP Morgan has announced the increase of its stake in Brazil-based digital bank C6 to 46%. Without disclosing any of the financial terms and conditions. VisiPay partners with Clear Lake Bank and Trust. U.S.-based payment processing fintech VisiPay has partnered with Clear Lake Bank and Trust to support small businesses. Paymentology partners with MoneyThor. UK-based global issuer processor Paymentology has partnered with MoneyThor in order to offer banks data-driven personalization and improved engagement. Weave introduces Scan to Pay to Payment Suite. US-based platform for SME healthcare practices Weave has added Scan to Pay to its payment suite, enabling users to scan QR codes to complete transactions. Dash Solutions acquires Kike Global. Dash Solutions, a payment and engagement technology provider, has acquired Kike Global, a fintech offering a suite of digital payment solutions, aiming to advance its payments platform. iValua's platform drives AI-powered contract digitization and purchase optimization. iValua has released a new platform that improves contract digitization, analytics, purchasing optimization, e-invoicing compliance, virtual card payments, and adds a digital adoption layer. AmTrust selects One Inc.'s Premium Pay. U.S.-based AmTrust Financial Services has selected One Inc.'s Premium Pay platform for monitoring and improving customer experience and collection process. CPI Card Group introduces Card at Once Ribbon Shredder. U.S.-based Paytech CPI Card Group has launched Card at Once Ribbon Shredder to help financial institutions protect their customers' personal and financial data. Astra partners with Plaid. Astra has partnered with U.S.-based data network Plaid in order to provide customers with instant authenticated payments via Plaid identity verification. SIBA Bank receives an approval in principle from the Hong Kong SFC. The Hong Kong subsidiary of SIBA Bank has received an approval in principle from the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission. Binance launches Send Cash in Latin America. Binance, a blockchain and cryptocurrency infrastructure provider, has launched Send Cash in Latin America, to allow users to transfer crypto through Binance Pay from 9 countries in the region. Coinbase partners with PayPal to support crypto purchases. Coinbase has partnered with PayPal to allow users in Germany and the UK to seamlessly purchase and withdraw cryptocurrencies. Injective launches Helix Institutional Trading Portal. U.S.-based Injective Protocol has launched Helix Institutional to help institutions access the benefits of DeFi while remaining compliant. African startups raise $2.7 billion in VC funding. Startups in Africa's fintech market have secured more than $2.7 billion in venture capital, VC, funding in the last 2 years, according to a recently released report. Grayscale secures SEC legal win over Bitcoin ETF. A U.S. federal appeals court has sided with an asset manager in a lawsuit against the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, after the regulator denied an application to convert the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust into an exchange-traded fund, ETF. FNA awarded University of Cambridge grant to develop market monitoring tool. Network analytics and simulation firm FNA has been awarded $100,000 as part of the University of Cambridge's SupTech Launchpad competition to develop a working prototype of a tool for financial market monitoring via social media and web extraction. B of A launches global digital disbursements in Canada. Bank of America has announced the launch of global digital disbursements in Canada facilitated by the money movement solution of Interac, Interac e-Transfer. Amentum Technologies and InvoiceCloud announce new integrated solution. Amentum Technologies and InvoiceCloud have announced a new integrated solution to enhance the digital payment experience for tax organizations and streamline the tax payment experience. Diebold Nixdorf launches new models in the DN series. U.S.-based financial and retail technology firm Diebold Nixdorf has launched two new models in the DN series products, the DN series 600 volts and the DN series 430 volts. Carrer partners with Biz2X. Credit analytics technology provider Carrer has partnered with Biz2X aiming to improve the landscape of SME lending in Saudi Arabia. DocS Tribute partners with Pegasystems. Technology solutions provider DocS Tribute has teamed up with low-code platform Pegasystems to help financial services firms comply with the new consumer duty regulation. Currency Cloud and Go Markets partner to streamline international transactions. Currency Cloud, the experts in simplifying business in a multi-currency world, have partnered with Australia-based CFD broker Go Markets to streamline and automate client deposits and withdrawals, while benefiting from real-time, API-driven competitive FX rates. IPC and Celexica join forces on connectivity and risk management for Taiwanese markets. IPC is pleased to announce an industry collaboration that brings together Celexica's Market Access Gateway with IPC's Connexus platform to deliver a hosted, fully managed colocation solution to a Tier 1 investment bank in Taiwan for enhanced direct market access, DMA, and pre-trade risk management. Elon Musk's X continues push to become a payments company. X, the social network formerly known as Twitter, has secured a currency transmitter license from Rhode Island regulators, underlining its ambitious foray into the financial services sector, according to Cointelegraph. The currency transmitter license, obtained on August. Half of Klarna employees using ChatGPT Enterprise. Klarna has become an early adopter of the enterprise version of OpenAI's ChatGPT, with half of the BNPL giant's workforce now using the technology. IDEX Biometrics gets MasterCard certification. IDEX Biometrics has successfully completed the full MasterCard certification and received Conformity Compliance Statement, CCS. For its IDEX Biometrics payment card solution. Elevon unveils next-gen Talech terminal software. Elevon, a wholly owned subsidiary of U.S. Bank, is launching the next generation of Talech software to help small business owners more efficiently run their businesses without the large upfront investment often needed to purchase a new payment system. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.